The following program does not necessarily represent the views and opinions of Reality Radio 101, its advertisers and sponsors, or its listening audience. Listener discretion is advised. Welcome to Barrington Awaken with your host Barrington right here on Reality Radio 101. Join our path to enlightenment with our guidance to living at your best with a path to a higher consciousness. To get on board right now, send us an email. Our email address is instudio101@gmail.com. And now, ladies and gentlemen, right to your host of Barrington Awaken, Barrington.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the show. Thank you for tuning in. If you're anywhere close to us in Canada, you're experiencing a beautiful day. I'm telling you, it looks like spring. It's a little chilly because it's March, and it happens this time for us. But hey, you know what? It's a nice day. We're loving it. You're here. You're listening to Barrington Awaken. Thank you for coming by. We're here to raise you to a higher level of consciousness. That's our intent. We want you to wake up and realize there's more to you than you were told previously or you would have thought on your own. Therefore, this opportunity for you to wake up and come to a realization that the God that exists is you. We're going to talk a little bit about that topic today, but if there is a God out there, it's you and everybody else like you. So there, it wouldn't be a good idea for a person to tell you he gets a message for you from God, because that's not possible. Now, here's the thing. You are the same. We're all created equal. We're all the part of this great big wave, and everybody possesses the same ability as you do. Mentally, we're prepared. We were built. We've been created by this new source that's brought us new life for a new body on this new planet. Therefore, you are the same as every other human being on this planet. Mentally, how you were prepared and how you were made. Your creator is the same creator that's created all things, which is you. Wake up to a higher level of consciousness. Please don't spend your life sleeping and thinking that you're not as good as the rest or you're better than anyone else. Wake up to a reality and raise yourself to a higher level of consciousness. This is what we talk about. We want you to get the best of yourself, to become the superhuman being that you are, to realize your strength and your power and your courage and your ability to do all things based on your own desire. Do not allow anyone, anything to take that from you. That is your gift. It's your birthright to acknowledge the fact you are God. People hate when I say that, or they despise it. Hate's a harsh word, but they don't want to believe it because they were told other things growing up. And if you're born in a particular group and you've been fed that particular group's ideology for the entirety of your life, at this point, you will disagree with me. However, what is being said can be proven. On this side, can anybody else do the same? Wake up. Come to your common sense. Wake up to your own reality. Wake up to understand Raise yourself to a higher level of consciousness. Know within yourself that all things are possible simply because this is what you desire for you. For you. Wake up. That's what our show is all about. I appreciate you being there. Thanks to everyone for tuning in. We're going to talk a little bit today about why is it that we're always hearing other people telling us God told me to do it. And usually it's a very negative thing to do. A lot of the times I've seen it done in a positive manner as well. However, a lot of the time it's negative. God said I should do it. Or you proclaim to be the Messiah and you try to rule and govern everybody else that you claim you love. Well, if you're controlling somebody, you don't love them. Seriously, if you truly love them, you wouldn't try to control them. And that goes across the board for everything that you desire in life. And you want to control something, you're not professing love. People say a lot that God told me to do it, or another prophet has told me to do it. And I always wondered, how come a lot of the times it has to do with taking other people out? Like, which loving God, if there's such a thing, would tell you to do that? He gave you life and tell somebody else to take it from you? Like, he gave it. Why wouldn't he just take it back? Instead of telling John Brown or Fred, whoever, Tom, Dick, or Harry, this is how it needs to be done. You should do this for me because I'm God and I'm incapable of doing these things, right? Sounds like a lot of BS, because it is. And no, they're not going to tell you to do that to the next person. If they had a message, if there was a message for a particular person, anybody, it would be delivered directly. And I guarantee you, it wouldn't be for you to go take somebody out or do some horrible crime or take out a group of people. So I've been watching. Before I go into that, thank you all for being here. Thank you for coming. I want to thank all the longtime listeners as well as our new listeners. I appreciate you being there. Without you, I don't exist. I need for you to support what we're doing as we are trying to support you waking up to a greater reality and finding out that you are the super giant that exists. Call it God if you want to. Thank you for coming. Wherever you are, anywhere in the world, thank you for being a part of the show today. To everybody, new, long time, and old, welcome home. And I say home because this is your guide to spirituality and the trail that leads you to your greatness. To the GOAT, greatest of all time. Welcome and thank you. So I was going to say, okay, so I've been watching this week documentaries and other groups that the leaders of the other groups were saying or suggesting that they're God, they're the Lord, they're the Messiah, they're the ruler, and you have to listen to me because I have a message for you from God. And this is what they say. Remember, if God has a message for you, he would send it to you directly. You have your own address, if you know what I'm saying. Therefore, when somebody's telling you how to live, the way to live, this is how it's being said. This is how it's being done. And then we are the chosen group. It's they're misleading you, and you need to understand that. Going back to what I was saying, I spent a lot of time this week. I was under the weather, and I'm home watching YouTube, and I'm looking at a lot of these groups that are claiming to be the Messiah, the leader, the great, and everybody buys into it. For the life of me, I can't understand how you'd be caught into that, and I'm not bashing anybody, but where are you at that you're going to lay down your own abilities, your own strength, your own will to take another person's word on your life? Your time here, and I've said this many times, is the most valuable currency that exists, your time. And you have put it aside, ignored it, not paying attention or giving it the glory it should get, to have somebody else telling you how to spend your time. A lot of these people ended up in jail, and I thought that was kind of funny. Or some of them, you know, decided they didn't want to live anymore. But it was interesting to see how people bought into what others were saying. It's the way it should be. And I get it. If you're born into that group and everything you've heard from day one until, you know, even adulthood and beyond, you would believe it's the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. So help you, whoever's telling you that story. But it isn't. It isn't. And if you're in a spot where you are being challenged in your belief or your faith, allow your brain to take a break. The truth will present itself to you. And this is why we say to a lot of people, if you practice meditation and you stop 100 thoughts going through your brain, your mind every 5 seconds, you could slow it down and allow it to reset itself, where rejuvenation will begin. If you are not comfortable in what you are hearing and how life should be. Because one of the things I've always been interested in is, how come you know better than me what my life should be? How is that possible? You know better than I do what my life should be. I'm Barrington, and I was born on my own, by my own, not my own method, but I'm alone. I came by myself. There's no one attached to me. But we're all the same, but somehow you want me to believe that you know how my life would be better. Well, you don't know my purpose, so it's not possible that you could tell me that my life could be better or worse. You don't know why I'm here. You don't know where I'm going. And I say this for everybody, the you being everybody. If somebody's trying to tell you how your life could be better, are they right? Or is it just being satisfactory for them? For them to look at it and say, oh, I think you should come with me this way. This is how it should be. I know, because I'm closer to God. But no, you're not. Nor is it possible. I know I'm a direct messenger of such God. No, you're not. And nor is it possible. I guide you this way because this is the best way. You have no way of knowing that. So say all you want to say, this time that I'm spending here belongs to me. And I don't know how long it is. Is it going to be 3 weeks, 30 years, 90 years, 110? I don't know. But I do know all of it belongs to me. And if you're trying to tell me how to live it, you're probably making a mistake. You are making a mistake because you don't know what my purpose is. So when we're trying to fix other people, bring them to a path that we think is best for them, or guide them the way we want them to be guided, well, one, we're being egocentric and we're not telling the truth. And we're just probably being mean. And you must also be mindful that when you're showing people you're mean, you're also showing them your insecurities. Nobody gets a chance. Nobody is higher than you are. If they're telling you that, you will know right away that you're full of something. If they tell you that they're higher. Because if they thought for a minute they were any higher than you were, they would be trying to encourage you to get to their stage in the truthful world, not trying to convince you that they are above you. Somebody is trying to do a massive control. Unfair. If you're controlling something, someone, you're not loving that same person, nor are you loving yourself. You can't love the one you control. And if you don't know what the, if you did know what the love is, you would try to spread it. Because you don't know what it is, you're just acting and pretending. You're acting out of that love that you don't know. If you knew what it was, you'd understand the concept of it, and it's to be kind and be sharing and be friends with all and be good to all things and be tolerant of everybody, if you understood the love. Because you don't understand it, you take another route of being mean or manipulate or overpower or bully. Here's a term that we can all relate to. Because you don't understand it, That's why you act this way. Remember, I think we're all convinced that the person who's trying to bully you is usually the weakest person in the room. And that's why they're trying to bully you. The ones who are not trying to bully you, and this could be your boss, your partner in a relationship, your classmates if you're there, your coworkers, you know, the neighbor, all of it. They're trying to take control and to manipulate or try to be powerful, more powerful than you. Well, ask yourself why. Why do you need to feel more powerful than the man standing next to you, person standing next to you? It is because of how you feel about yourself. If you didn't feel that way about yourself, you wouldn't have the need or the desire to have somebody to help you boost your ego, your fictitious ways, yourself. You would be confident within yourself to know that your strength is enough to guide you through and not try to fake it or take others from them. I'm saying all of this is in the strength that we need to go through life is within us. If you're starting to feel that you need to be mean to somebody else, you're probably not where you need to be, or to take advantage of, or to hurt, to do all these things. It is simply saying you're not standing on the platform where you should be standing. And you are fully aware of that. You, the wrongdoer, are fully aware of that. Therefore, to cover up your own insecurities and your weak self, you pretend to be bigger than you truly are. Most people, and I hope, can see right through your fake cover. And if they're there, they'll probably just offer you a hug, because that's probably all you really need. I'm just saying that. Thank you for tuning into the show. We went off today talking about how people are generally trying to tell you that they're your God. Yeah. Or I'm closer to the God. And technically, and I must say this, when somebody says they are God, technically they're correct, because I know that everyone is. It goes wrong or starts going sideways when you're trying to proclaim that you have the right then to tell me how to live, or to, you know, I don't know what, to get the upper hand. Ask yourself, why is the upper hand necessary? And why would you claim to be bigger than you truly are? Why would that be necessary? If that's where you're feeling, I'll tell you right now, if that's where you're sitting, this is awesome for you to learn how to build your strength. I would say come off the high horse, but it's get up off the ground. It's not coming down from the high horse. You're pretending you're up there. It's you get off the ground. You get up to where you need to be. And by doing this, this is how we practice spirituality. This is what spirituality is all about, how it gives you the inner strength for you to be yourself. I can't say the words that I could describe it best, but it rhymes with halls. To stand up and be you. Yes, it rhymes with halls. And if you need that, you can find it within yourself and create your own superior being for you. The minute you get there, you'll see the need to show others the path. You have a responsibility to say to a lot of people, hey, you know what? Let me open this door. Take a look inside, like we do on this show in a spiritual spirituality. And we're broadcasting that to people. I can't tell you how to get there. I can show you where it is. You know, we can bring that horse to the water, but we can't make him drink it or dance, you know, break dance or something like that. We could guide him there. And when you get there, we know, because of your innate thirst for knowledge, you will drink that water. But you will get there on your own accords. You'll understand your method on the way there. If you learn and practice how to slow down the thoughts in your mind, slow down your brain, you will be fantastic all the time in what you do, because you'll be clear. You'll be rising up to a higher level of consciousness. You will understand, and the world that you want, you will create it from within you. Can't change the world. But if you take that attitude or that stance or that confidence, a lack of fear, and stand among other people, they too will become curious as to how do you get there? How do you live that way? Open a door for me. Guide me to the spiritual guidance. I'm watching on YouTube a lot of different things and how the world is all interconnected. Interconnected. I was watching a program narrated by Morgan Freeman about our planet or something like that. Amazing. And it shows why the turtles are born way over here and 3,000, 11,000 kilometers later, when they're ready, they find their way back home. How do they navigate that? Well, we're all interconnected to everything. We have lost, a lot of us has lost our ability to do that connection, simply because we were either guided away from it or we just don't want to believe it exists. But all things are possible. And I'm watching this program and realizing that the entire planet, the entire universe is all one, just one massive space, or the galaxy, if you want to call that. And everything that's inside is interconnected, including all the human beings that exist here on this planet. And you might not want to believe this, but you are connected to everybody. The universe is actually in you, as opposed to us thinking we're a small part of the universe. Everything that exists here exists in you. And we're talking the salt and the mercury and the sugars, some of us too much sugar, and the water and the soil and everything that makes it what it is how it was all scraped up and placed on your bedside for you to pick it up and call it a body and move on. I've said this many times, when you bake a cake, you use a lot of different ingredients and you put it in a solution with this and that spice and that flavor and this everything, and you mix it up and then you put it in the oven and it shows up, and you cut any piece, had you saturated properly, you cut any piece of that cake, it should have all the ingredients in it, none missing, every piece. And this is how we were fashioned with the universe. Everything that exists in the on this planet and universe exists within us at the same portion based on our size. Like 75% of us, our body is actually water, or 80%. I've heard different numbers over the years. And the other 15%, which is the same portion of what's on the planet, on the Earth. We're just a mini version of it. And the solution, the ingredients is the mercury, the salt, the sugar, saline, whatever else is there, it's within us. Diamond as well. Yeah, something with the toenails and diamond. Anyways, but it's within us. An iron, it's within us. So if everything that exists on the planet is within us, we are a product or part of it. And the it I keep referring to is what make this solution work. And it is working. We're all a part of the great wave. We're all connected to this. Don't believe for one minute somebody got a bigger piece of the pie than you did. Or bigger, I don't know, more water, more flour, or more anything. Nope. We've all come from the same place by the same method. That makes us all the same. That's it. Have we got anything?
Oh, we sure do. I'll interrupt you.
Okay.
Folks, if you're just tuning in, you are listening to Barrington Awaken with your host, Barrington. And you could write to Barrington right now with any comments, a thought process, what have you. Our email address is instudio, InStudio101@gmail.com. That's InStudio101@gmail.com. Now, a lot of folks wrote in, same type of subject, same type of, I'd say, sarcasm, but let's start, okay?
Okay.
Let's see. Jake says, I disagree with Barrington. I listen to him a lot, and a lot of the things that he teaches and tells us about, I love. I absolutely do. But I disagree with him about God. You say you can prove that there's no God. I'd like to hear you do that. That's from Jake. Thank you, Jake. Mike says, kind of the opposite. He says, since I am God, my godly request today is it to be warm outside and it's freezing here. And that's from Mike. All right, Mike, thanks. Eric says, I listen to you a lot, and a lot of time your themes are similar. Your history of what it was like, your history as to what it was like when you were younger, did someone try to put your life in order when you were smaller? For instance, did they tell you what to be, what to do, etc.? That's from Eric. Thank you, Eric. Tosh says, hey, Barrington, I will say the opposite of what you said. The word is balls. Okay. Thank you, Tosh. Megan said, who told you what to do? Megan says, who told you what to do when you were growing up? You bring that up a lot. It sounds like you have a lot of animosity from people who tried to run your life. That's from Megan. Let's see here. Logan says, wow, Barrington, it seems like people tried to control you all your life. That's from Logan. And here's one a little bit off topic. Iris wrote in and said, Barrington, do you ever read the greats such as Shakespeare, etc.? And that's from Iris, and back to you.
Yes, I did. Many years. I read a lot of that stuff. I also, Iris, I'm responding to your email, and mythology, a lot of things. A lot of what I was reading growing up, Icarus, mythology, I said that before, philosophy, Plato. A lot of it was to do with just people being calm and relaxed and enjoying life. And over the years, I stayed on the side of studying religion, a lot of history and stuff, a lot of reading about that kind of stuff. That's been it gives me peace and tranquility, I think, to do that. And I refuse to read fiction because it's fiction, not that it's good or bad. I just refuse to do that. If it's identified itself as such, I don't want anything to do with it. You said, wow, and this the presentation that we talk about, everything that we're doing on the show, everything is, it's for us to try and understand what life is all about, what it should be, and how it is for us. We tend to fall in a grid, a track, a train track, if you want, parallel lines, and we assume that this is all that there is, and you ride it to the end. We're saying, step off a little bit and take a look. There are other things out there for you to become part of, and you will truly enjoy it. Open the door, take a look inside, study it, and then you'll understand it. As far as me growing up, somebody's asking me who told me what to do when I was young and growing up. Well, if you have parents, if you have a community, and if you have, siblings, if you have anybody in your life as you're growing up, you'll tell it's time for bed, it's time for this, it's time for that, which is fine. I think a parent's job or guardian's job is to do the best they can for their children. And this is how life is. So it's not to say I should be this or should be that. And to everybody who seems to think I was tortured as a child, you can't be any more wrong. I speak of the laws of society that says, hey, you know what? We are free individuals and we should have the right to decide our own faith. I personally don't think we should choose a religion for our children. But in saying that, if I have one and they're in my house, I did make that choice, didn't I? It's hard to do. Nobody was whooping me around and telling me how to do this other than a parent guardian, somebody telling us how to live our lives. I had a fantastic childhood growing up. I still laugh every now and again when I remember it. I did not have a harsh upbringing. I was raised in a very religious family somewhat. And when I turned a teenager, I wanted to know why those laws were in place and I needed to understand it. So at that point, I started doing my own research as to figuring out, is that the law? Do I have to follow this rule or else I'm going to burn in that HE double hockey stick place that I don't say very much? The point being is I wanted to understand or ask myself the questions are about, is this the law of the land by nature, by God, by anybody? Is it the law or is it just something that was put together by somebody because it makes great control for a lot of people? That's where that comes from. So no, nobody was trying to tell me how to do it, but they introduced it to me. And when I had a chance to step away from it and look into another path, I certainly did. Tosh, thank you very much for clearing up what I thought was halls, and you pronounce it. Yes, it is balls. I find it comical a lot of the times. I don't say those words in my everyday life. So any of the bad words, I just don't use them that often. So, you know, when it comes to me wanting to express something and one of those words needs to pop in, I think, and I say, I don't generally say those words. I'm going to come back to that one. Let's talk about, I have never, ever said on this show, and I will challenge you to go through and listen to every single one. And if you can find me ever saying there is no God, you are mistaken. No way. I don't say that. I say many gods, all of us, every single one. Therefore, there is a God. I have said many times, I don't think there's one big God up there sitting in a chair with a notebook in his hand, taking notes of the steps I make throughout my life. But there is a God. Don't be confused. You're it. Wake up. Open your eyes. See the realities of life. God does exist. And I never, never said to you, or will I ever say to anyone, there is no God. That's not right. You're listening to somebody who's speaking. You're hearing me. You are the gods. We all are the gods. If you were to read a lot of the religious books, and I remember this from quote growing up as a child, I think it's Psalms 82 verse 6. We are all sons of the Most High. They weren't as politically correct back then. We're all children of the Most High. Need to know that. The God that exists is you. And you have never, ever hear me say, there's no God. Mike, you want it to be warm outside, and you know, it is, we're working on that. We're getting closer. Give it some time. It's all relative to time. You know, we're nearing the end of March, and by the end of the next month, hopefully we would have seen our last snowfall, if you are in fact in Canada or somewhere where it's cold. Give it some time. Time will, this too shall pass. Oh, I think we've covered most of it. And the history as to what we would do, what to do, you know, the history of what to do in life in general, and I said that earlier, is just try your darn hardest to find a path of least resistance for you to travel this journey. It's inevitable. You start at point A, you finish at point Z, if that's the case, and you will move on through life. But you try to find a happy medium where you're not subservient in your mind to anybody. In your mind, you have to know that you don't think you're superior either. You have to understand the equality of who you are, what you represent, where you stand. Yes, you might not be 10 feet tall, and you might only be 3 or vice versa, but you are still the same person, the same makeup, the inner spiritual part of you. They still carry the seven chakras, and you still carry the open, the eye, the third eye, and you still carry every, the breath within you is in the same as the big 10-foot tall, if there's such a thing, 8-foot tall man, or the 3-foot tall man. It doesn't matter. It's the life that's within you. It tells the tale. Right, you see transport trucks on the road every day, and you see these little Mini Coopers on the road every day. But you know, they're still the same vehicle. They're used for different purposes, but the same vehicle. You put a key in it, put some gas in it, press it, and it'll go. We're the same. We're all created equal. We're definitely the same. What do we do? What are we supposed to do? You're supposed to figure out your purpose. Thank you. Figure out your purpose, and life will become easy for you. I'm having people call me today, and they're disagreeing with me about no God, and I never said that. And they're disagreeing with my what I see life as. They listen to my show quite often. I appreciate that, by the way. Loving all of you for participating. And it's challenging for me to have you tell me what, you know, ask me these questions, and I'll answer them to the best of my abilities. This is what we do. This is what makes the show most interesting. And I love hearing it. We are talking about others out there, and I don't want you to, please don't get the idea in your mind that I'm suggesting that, you know, you're nobody. You are everybody. Or you're smaller than everybody, everyone. No, you're the biggest of the bunch. But you have to know all of that from within you to repair what you might otherwise feel is broken or damaged. It starts from within. Nothing on the outside is going to fix it until you're ready to have it fixed. You make a conscious decision in your mind. I say this all the time. When somebody wants to talk about losing weight or breaking a habit or changing something about their lives, you know, the conscious decision that is made within the mind is what starts the process. If you thought you could just go run around the block and you'll lose a ton of weight and you'll be gone forever, that won't happen. The mind has to be engaged into what you're hoping to accomplish. And once you tell that message to the mind, it creates the image and it roadmap, builds a roadmap for you to get to the path of success. But you have to make a conscious decision. A lot of people I've known over the years who smoked, and I see them now and they don't smoke. They said, yeah, I had enough. I decided I didn't want to do it. They made a conscious decision. I don't want to live my life that way. And if you did know somebody who had that habit, most often they'll tell you, oh yeah, it was cold turkey. Just drop it and move on. When you try another method, you're craving it. You're thinking about it. You've got this glove on the right hand, and it's constantly reminding you of it. So it's a little harder to do it that way. If you wanted to make a decision in your mind to say, you know what, I'm changing my path. I don't want to go this way anymore. I'm going to accomplish this. The mind goes, okay, snaps it, and there you go. You're on your path. You have to be realistic with it, though, because whatever the habit was, you've had it for a while. You need to undo it. And sometimes it does take a couple of tries at getting it done. Don't allow anybody to come into your life and tell you how you should be living. It's not possible. It's not possible. Nobody knows your path. If you have people who are dependent on you and you have to feed them, clean them, put them in a house, take care of it, that's a responsibility, and I applaud you for doing that. But at any given time, you don't truly understand that person's purpose or their motives. What we talk about a lot here on this show is finding your purpose. And the idea of finding your purpose will put you on the path of living that awesome life that you want to do. I've said many times that if you didn't do your purpose on this journey, this walk through life, you're coming back and you will do it again. And if it was to become the world's greatest drummer, that was your, and you didn't get to it because, you know, they passed a law that no drumming should happen for whatever reason. Yeah, you will repeat it. This is our process. We go through challenges. We say you're born and then you live your life and then you retire the body, give it back to the earth, and the soul continues. One person called and said, my shows are, seems quite, what was that word? keep repeating them. Well, we're talking about spirituality. It's religion. It's what we do. It's not religion. Sorry. It's what we do. It's spirituality. It's the way of life. You know, if we change our topic to nuclear science, the shows will be completely different. But if we stay in point and we want to talk about you raising yourself to a higher level of consciousness, of course you're going to hear the same things until you get it, until you understand it. And this is how we're putting these things out there for you. Yeah, of course it has to be, because the topic doesn't change. We're not hoping to change the topic anytime soon. Wake up is what we're aiming to have you do. And I pray this happens real soon. I don't pray. Take that back. Somebody's going to call me and say, I thought you didn't pray. I don't pray. I don't pray. I meditate. Have we got anything else there, sir?
I'm looking right now and refreshing. We have one kind of off topic. Nathan writes in today and says, I am trying to improve my body both physically and mentally. I know meditation is important. I've listened to you about that a lot. But let me ask you this question, Barrington. Have you or do you swim? Everyone is telling me the best exercise besides walking is swimming. Do you have any experience with that? That's from Nathan. Back to you.
Thank you. Nathan, yes, I do swim. I actually enjoy swimming. I haven't done much of it lately. The whole COVID thing has made everything difficult. Answering your question, yes, I do swim. I enjoy swimming. I've been swimming my whole life, and it's a lot of fun. As a part of exercise, well, it's low-impact exercise, right? You're not jumping. You're not pounding on the bones. You're not doing anything. You're actually moving all the muscles in the body, so it's fantastic. Yes, you're accurate in saying walking is the best. If you're able to walk, it's by the furthest the best, and it's low-impact. It doesn't hit the joints, and, you know, you're going to do the same better for the body because you're not hurting it in trying to run, bend over and cycle and all these other things. I am not telling anybody out there which exercise is best for them, for that particular person, because we all have our love and we tend to go towards it. But if you're talking about the long-term overall good exercise, yeah, swimming will do it for you if you're able to. And if you can't swim, get in the water and pretend you can. Shallow water and pretend that you can, and you're moving the joints as best as you can. You're giving the body that awesome rejuvenating that it does require. But walking is excellent. It is excellent. Actually, today I'm planning to go for a walk as soon as I finish the show, because that's what we could do. And I suggest that to everybody as often as you can, go on out and take a walk. Just go for a walk, low impact walk. And you don't have to walk for miles. Just get used to walking. And if you could do that every single day, it's not only working on you physically, mentally, it's doing awesome for you. And Nathan thinking he wants to change his body, and, you know, I don't know what he's trying to create. If you're young and you want to build a big bulky muscles like we thought we needed when we were kids, and in our early 20s we go to the gym 6 days a week and lift weights and come out pretty well, maybe that was just me. The point being, if you want to build muscles, you have to lift heavy weights to build muscles if you want to have a lean, balanced body. And by all means, listen, I said walking and swimming, but yoga is also a very, very, very key part, big part of the well-being of the body. If you could do yoga, and definitely does it works on the mind, which is part of the question that you're asking. But yeah, if you could get in there and do yoga, swim, walk, all these things are awesome for you. But if I had to pick one, honestly, I'd probably do yoga all the time. That's for me. And then after that, go for a walk. Hope that answers your question. I hope you're satisfied with that answer. Today we're talking about, and it's because this whole week I've been, taking it easy and watching these shows and watching how people devote their entire lives into believing in something that doesn't lead them anywhere. They're giving up their freedom. They've given up their rights. They've given, and there's a lot of bad ones that's happened over in our lifetime that we've, we've experienced. We've been alive to see them and hear them, and they've been going on for years, generations. And I think it's unfortunate. Now, we don't know how people fall into these things. We don't know what the trigger is. And any group that you're part of, you must be able to see the challenge it. Just step aside and challenge it. See if this is the truth you want to know. Oh, there's a part of the questions I didn't answer a second ago, and it just popped into my head. How can this all be proven? And I've said it many times. I said I'd jump over one. I just realized I missed it. All of it can be proven by you learning and studying this meditation and get your own truth. Not from me, not from the book you've read or this person who's told you other things in the past. If you truly get into understanding spirituality and studying it, and you learn the methods in which to meditate, you will experience the truth. You will hear the answer to your questions. You will feel the amazing connectivity that exists between you and nature. It can be proven. And I say this all the time. It can be proven. But you have to be willing to allow yourself to get to the path where it proves itself to you. Let them tell you, let anybody else tell you how to prove theirs, because I want to know too. But as far as spirituality is concerned, it is a physical thing. It is a mental thing. It's an emotional thing. It's everything you do in life. It's everything you do in life. Wake up. Everything you do in life, wake up to that reality. It can be proven. So anyways, I just had to jump back in there and say that because I had stepped over it and forgot all about it. People will forever tell you how awesome they are. That's good. It's great to be confident within yourself and good and powerful and all that stuff. But are you saying that to me because you think I need to hear? Or are you just saying that because you need to hear yourself say it? If you feel that you need to hear yourself say it, is it that you're lacking strength and you need something to boost you up? You just need to say it. We all do it. We get that big fancy car or we get that shiny red something. And we tend to want to boost ourselves to look, feel accepted. Something. And we have to ask ourselves why do you suppose we need to do that? Because I'm getting on in years and I'm losing this and my hair is going gray or it's falling out. Is that the reason? Be confident with who you are. Accept yourself as you are. Don't give a flying anything of what other people are saying or thinking. You're thinking they're thinking about you. That is unnecessary. When you're comfortable within yourself and you're strong within yourself, you can truly understand another person's opinion of you really isn't any of your business. Whatever they think of you, it's none of you. Don't care. You shouldn't care. You shouldn't care at all. But because we're so afraid of being accused of being doing something wrong or judged or whatever, we tend to fall in a track of following behind people to keep up with the trends or the Joneses. But if you find the true you, the inner you, the strength, the strong side of you, all these things won't be necessary. All of it will pass you by. You're confident within yourself. Your strength is within you. If you're 3 foot tall, don't be wishing you're 10 feet tall because you're not. You didn't choose that path. Wake up, and the strength that you find within yourself is going to be your glory, your guide through life. You've eliminated all the insecurities, and now you can start to live. How many times have you done it because you thought it would make you feel better, fall into the click. How many times have you done it? Boost your ego. Have the false ego step up and make you do that purchase or do that gesture, whatever the case may be. And then you realize, oh, that was not a clever move. Ego wanted you to do it. We've argued many times as the ego, how necessary is it? Does it help you? Does it, you know, probably not, but you know, when it's all said and done, it's just looking out for himself. I'm talking about the ego. And at some point you must be able to tell him to go have a seat, sit down, let me make the important adult decisions. And then if you want to get involved, you could get involved, but do not allow the ego to be a part of the decision-making. Usually it's not the right one. And you end up regretting it for years to come. Wake up is what we talk about. You listen to Barrington, and I was told the other day, I don't say much about this anymore because I tend to forget from time to time, but hey, Awaken and Ascension Guide, it's a book. It aligns you to your true purpose. It's available to you and at Amazon. Awaken Ascension Guide. Barrington did that, and it just basically puts you on a path of finding your happiness or your place of happiness. If you wanted to say anything to us and you didn't want to go and hear it, you could always send us email awaken1308@gmail.com. I see a lot of the questions you guys put there. A lot of you are commenting. They love the show. They want, and I do try my best to respond to most all of them when I'm not as busy. I have to tell you, this week was hard for me and I didn't do much, but I didn't forget about you and I will always respond to your email. If you wanted to check us out online, you could see us at HEAMI, Barrington, Awaken, and that's where you could see what we've been doing, all the shows that we've done, they're listed there. You could pick a favorite show, play it again and again and again, and you could find, you could invite other people to come and listen to the show and find the goodness in it. HEAMI, Barrington, Awaken. And thank you very much for tuning in. Today we're talking about false prophets, people that are claiming to have this great juice, this great power over other people. And then we tend to believe them and follow them blindly. And most times it doesn't lead to a good place. Now we've seen many, many results of that not leading to a great place for people who are just following blind. And this is not the way it needs to be. Today we're talking about that, and I've mentioned many times this show as well, that you cannot just take somebody else's word for it. They tell you in our entire lives, and this is what I think a lot of people are thinking, that I had the worst upbringing ever. We were raised in a very strong Christian community, yes, and we believed everything, and I wanted to know for myself. I just didn't take it as the gospel, no pun intended. I just wanted to know what else was available and why only this group believed they're the best, and then you listen to that group and they believe they're the best, and this group believes they're the best, and every single group has their own little twist on things, is they know they're the best and they're going to someplace after this after this life ends, and the rest of the people are not going to make it because they're doing the wrong things. And is that the fact? I do know that when we do pray, if you pray or you meditate, you are connecting yourself to the same source. Pray or meditation, even when you're doing yoga, you're still connecting yourself to the same source. Be it whatever language you put out there, the answers will come back to you, and you're dealing with the one source that exists. There is only one. Not one that others are claiming. And the rest, well, too bad for you. You're going to end up in that that hellish place. And that's what they state all the time, if you're not following these rules. But it's not the case at all. And the one that you're thinking it is, obviously, it's the one that you're part of. And all the others are not going to reap the benefits of this. I suppose that's the case. There is only one. All the rivers do lead to the one ocean. all the prayers are being answered by the same source, the same entity, regardless of how you approach it. There is only one. You need to understand that, and you are directly connected to that one. That one is a part of you. That one is you. Wake up and understand that. I've said many times, and I do want for those who are having a hard time trying to figure out how to get on the road, on the path of spirituality, we say to them a lot, let's do some meditation. And in doing this, it gets you on a path towards that you seek, whatever that may be. If you are able to slow the brain down every day, just stop for a minute. We're thinking of too many things. We're going too fast. We think we're multitasking. We're not. We're just messing up some other things. You think we're multitasking, and you're trying to do a slow down, take a breather, relax a little bit, you know, learn to ask yourself the important questions. Who am I? Why am I here? And if you're practicing your meditation, the minute you get into that frame of mind, you will ask the questions, and eventually the answers, you will hear the answers eventually. There's your proof. Get to yourself, learn who you are, learn what makes you click, if you want to say that. Understand that everybody here was brought here by the same method. And they will spend a certain amount of time, and then they'll go away. Wake up is what we talk about. Allow yourself to live your best self. Practice your meditation. Eat right. Practice yoga if you can. And there's so many different kinds of yoga you could practice, and it will bring you to a place of peace and tranquility. And ask anybody you know who are doing yoga, you may have seen the differences in them, but ask anybody who you know who's practicing this yoga or taking a journey through spiritual, on the spiritual path, they will explain to you the differences they feel before and during as they're doing it today. Wake up. We want you to practice this meditation for you. And you try it, do 3 minutes in the morning. Sit up or lay down comfortably and empty your thoughts. Do not hold a thought in your mind. It's difficult to do. It's hard to do. But with enough practice, you will always have one that sneaks in. But don't run down the rabbit hole with it. Let it go and practice hard and hard and hard not to have a thought that you're thinking on or holding on to. You are now in the midst of meditation. You are now meditating, you are relaxing, you're being introduced, you open the jar for your inner self to interconnect or mingle with the exterior self of you, which is all that there is. You're allowing yourself to be a part of that. Now you're meditating. Once you do this for long periods of time, you will get better at it. The idea of not thinking of anything becomes a lot easier. If you can extend that time from your 3 minutes to your 5 minutes, to your 15 minutes, to your 45 minutes, you are interconnected to all that there is, the way nature intended it to be. And the more you do it, the better you become at it. It's like learning how to jog, for example, or learning how to swim. When you first get in there, it's a little messy and you're splashing all over the place and you're not doing well. Eventually you practice and practice and practice, and inevitably you're sailing through that very smooth, calm, collective, and you've definitely reaped all the benefits of it. I want to thank everybody for being a part of the show. You're listening. Thank you for the longtime listeners, new listeners as well. Thank you, everyone. And until we talk again, we have a wonderful week. Have a good day and bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to Barrington Awaken with your host, Barrington, right here. on Reality Radio 101.